shiur today. There's Divrei Chizuk at 11:30 in the Glock Beis Medrash, followed by the barbecue. So try to end a little before 11:30. Okay, we read yesterday the Gemara on the second half of the sugi, if you will, of Balchov and Mafeo Gov and Mekanulabo Gov. So hopefully everyone has clarity in the sugi of the Gemara and the Shaka B'Tarya. We had the Mishnah to address. The Mishnah assumes that the chametz that was given as a deposit, let's just say, or that was collected or could be collected by the malveh, is considered to be chametz of the malveh. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, as far as whether it's bal yivah yimatzeh is concerned after Pesach, whether it's aser mutzah b'hana. We have a braisa that has a machlokes with regard to if it was Yisrael ha-malveh, whether you're over afterwards, and where it's nachi ha-malveh, we are l'chol, according to everybody, we say that you're over. And the way the Gemara works out, the Mishnah and the Braisa, just again, just for our own chazara. So in terms of the Mishnah, we had Abaya's option. Abaya would say Mafeu Gover, that answers everything. That's why it's always a chametz of the Malveh in both cases of the Mishnah. And we have to figure out, that's what we do now in Tosis, how Abaya is going to read the Braisa. That's going to be our challenge for today. We have Rava. The Gemara originally poses a question on Rava from the Mishnah. So the Gemara initially says that the Mishnah is a case of Hirhino. Hirhino means that the Mashkin, the Chametz in this case, was deposited by the Malveh. So what does that mean? So because of Hirhino, Rashi says the Gemara really means what the Gemara is going to say subsequently in the Sugya, that there's a halacha of Balchov Kone Mashkin, of Yitzchak's halacha, and that then is what is going to determine whether the Chametz is viewed as the Malveh's who has the mashkin, again being the kula, being the chumra. That would be the first understanding of the Mishnah. Then the Gemara brought the braisa that we just mentioned. Again, the braisa, we have the case of Yisrael Hamalva with his machlokes about whether it's bal yivar after Pesach with asavana and mutabana. And then the Gemara says, let's assume the machlokes is based on Abaye v'Rava, Umafeu Govim, Tanul Havel Govim. And that's why, again, we have the two shittas of the Tanayim. Because it's, no, they can't be. Because look at the Sefer, the Braisa. The Braisa has a Sefer where it says, a Nachri Shehelva, so everyone agrees in that case, over. So how could that be? L'chora, if you go with the Shita in the first case of the Eina over, then this case, or the other case, no, wait, the other case of over, this would be Eina over, because you hold Mikano Havel Gover. So why would you be differentiating? Here there's a Machokas, here there's no Machokas. Says the Gemara, Hachmai Eskinan, the issue is Hirhino. The case of the Braisa is Hirhino. Machlokes has to do with in the din of Rav Yitzchak. So now we have Rav Yitzchak's halacha, Kone Mashkin, but it's not as simple as we thought. It's not automatically Kone Mashkin, no matter who is the Malveh, who is the Loveh, with regard to Yisrael and Anachri. But rather, the question is this. Rav Yitzchak learns this halacha of Kone Mashkin. Again, what does that mean exactly? You have to get into the details. We've got which halachas, what is the nature of this Kenyan? We have to really take this apart. What is Kodem Mashkin all about? But we have a drasha from the fact that the Torah speaks about Hashavas Avot, and the Torah refers to that as a tzedakah, that when it's returned for the time allotted to return it for, and then you're going to take it back, you're considered to have done an act of tzedakah. That means that you had a Kenyan in the Mashkin. So the shaila is, the Torah is discussing Yisrael and Yisrael. So the machlokes in the Reisha, the Reisha is, do we also allow for that halacha of Kenyan Mashkin if it's not Yisrael Mishrael, but Yisrael Minachri? So one mandama says we don't say Kenyan Mashkin, and therefore that's the reason why in the first case we consider it the chametz of the non-Jew of the Lova, because there's no Kenyan Mashkin. And the other sheet, the Rav Meir, says it's a kavachomer. But if the Torah gives us this chidush of Kenyan Mashkin, Yisrael, be Yisrael, Koshkin Yisrael Minachri, that you should have the Kenyan Mashkin. But when it comes to the sefer of the Braisa, where the Nachri was the Malveh, then everybody agrees there's no Kenyan Mashkin. That's why it's considered the Chametz of the Lova Yisrael, and that's why Kuliyam over. That's how we work at the Braisa, says the Gemara. Now let's revisit the Mishnah. The Mishnah now, back to Rava. What is Rava going to do with the Mishnah? Rava can't say Mafeu Gover. That was the first suggestion. We first brought it in. And now we can't say what we just said, that the Mishnah is explained via Hirhino and Kenyan Mashkin, and it's always the Malveh, because we have the case of the Mishnah, the very first case is the case of Nachri HaMalveh. And he just explained that when it comes to a Nachri having a Kenyan Mashkin, we don't say he has a Kenyan Mashkin. So Gemara introduces this new variable called what? Me'achshav. Now again, we have to look at Me'achshav, what is it exactly? But what's clear from Rashi is that this Me'achshav, that means that the rov at the time that of the halva, he says, if I don't pay, this will be yours from this moment right now. And that's the reason why we view this as the Malveh's chametz, again, both in the case of Nachriya Malveh, so it's Lekula, or in the case of Yisrael Malveh, the Seifa, where it's going to be the Chumrah. But what you see in Rashi is that the case of Me'achshav is combined with what other Ukimta? We're not falling away from what we said before. What did we say before the Mishnah was talking about? Hino, that doesn't change. We just add another element, and that has to be explained as well. Why should you also need Hino if you have Me'achshav? That should do the trick. But that's what is the picture of the Sugya, according to the Maskana Sugmah of Fira, that the Mishnah is based on this Hino with Me'achshav. Okay, this is all just simply on a very surface level. Now let's go through some of the inyanim, starting with the Tosfos here on Amud Beis. Elohacha mayaskinan shehirhino etzlo mikam nifligi bidrab Yitzchak. This is now the Gemara's explanation of the Braisa. Again, what's our Braisa discussing? The first case of the Braisa is Yisrael HaMalveh. And in that case, we have a machlokes. The Tanakhama says that, again, the Yisrael is a malveh, the Goy is a loveh, says the Tanakhama, ena over. It means we consider it to be the chametz of who? Of the Nachri HaLoveh. And Rav Meir says, over. So the Gemara is explaining this Braisa, that it's a machlokes whether we allow the din of Rav Yitzchak to apply if Yisrael HaMalveh has a kinyan mashkin in the chametz of the Nachri HaLoveh. Tema l'riva. Fractosis. The Riva asks, Abaye, Heicha Yitaritz Hach. How would Abaye work out this Braisa? Da'al Karchach b'Rav Yitzchak k'mitzvigi. In other words, L'chaira, it's Mukach that this Braisa is Machokes within Rav Yitzchak, which is why does Machokes be Yisrael as a Kinyan Mashkin in the Chametz of the Nachri. And so what's Abaye going to do? But Abaye has this other card to pull out of his pocket that would always say it belongs to the Malveh. Forget about Kinyan Mashkin. What does Abaye always say? Every time the collection is taken from the Shivud, so what do you have? You have the Mafeo Govah, so it always belongs to the Malveh. So, but you hear it's Mukach from the way it's set up that the Machokis is Rabbi Yitzchak. Tosus elaborates. The Sefer Diktani, Nachri Shilba is Yisrael Alchemso. Now look at the case of the Sefer. It's a head-on Tashan Abaye. What's the Sefer of the Braisa? Nachri HaMalveh, right? Shilba Yisrael Alchemso. Amai Divi Hako Over. What do we say? Everyone agrees it's belonging to the Loveh who's a Jew. That means it didn't become acquired by the Nachri HaMalveh. And why is that, as we said, because there's no Kinyan Mashkin. But where do we lose the halacha of what? Umafeo Gove. So, Debiako Ove, Afagav the Lokana. I grant you Lokana based on Kinyan Mashkin. Well, Amai Debiako Ove, Afagav the Lokana, Kinyan Umafeo Gove. So it's, even it's not Kana, but Umafeo Gove. Once he gets the chametz for the collection, it was his from before. So whose chametz was it? The Nachri's chametz. So why Divihako Over? So what does the Abaye do with that? Furthermore, V'reishan Nami, Amai Eina Over L'manda Omar. In other words, we have a Mechokas, Tanakama Rameir. So the Tanakama says, in the case of the Reisha of the Braisa, that was Yisrael HaMalveh. So we said that Eina Over, according to Tanakhama, it's considered to be the Lovah's Chametz. Lamanda Amar, must mean, they add a word or two, or what did they say? Lamanda Amar, it just means Lamanda Amar. I mean, according to the Manda Amar, that Tanakhama, right? Lamanda Amar, Kivin de Lamafeo Gov. So Abaye has to work out his Braisa, and the Gemara leaves Abaye hanging. This is a very, very difficult kasha that Tosis is asking, the Rishonim are asking. And what's even more interesting is that Rashi sidestepped the kasha completely, sort of just even, it's not Mesiachis to the kasha, l'chaira, because what did Rashi say? When Rashi learns the very top Rashi, Ella, on the words Ella, the Gemara, Reisha v'sefer k'shev hino, avalu v'lo hino z'kul yama mikano l'havol gova. It was, you neither here, he know. And now we can talk about the possibility of Kone Maskin, not Kone Maskin, Yisrael, Benachri, Machlokes, Nachri, Yisrael, no Kone Maskin. And without that, that's all good for Rava. But like, help Abai out here. What's Abai going to do? This is the Kasha that Tosis asked, Pshat Kasha. Dok Tosis, Mepharish Riva. We have a simple Mahalach for Abai. Mepharish Riva. The Hashta, Kimuki Pugtayu B'Rav Yitzchak. When the Gemara here is explaining the Braisa with Rav Yitzchak, Mairi, the case it will be, Shelo Ba Yisrael Lidei Gevia. We're talking now the case of the race of the Braisa was Yisrael with the Malbe. And the point is, we have a Machlokas, right, whether it's considered to be over and over. The Tanakhama says Eina over. What was our problem in the race for Abaye? This second part of Tosis, right? Lamanda Amar, let it become the Yisraels because of Mafeo Golbe. The answer is it's not going to be the Yisraels based on Mafeo Golbe. Because Yisrael was never Golbe later. In order to say Mafeo Golbe, what had to happen? What was waiting Mark set up Abaye back in the Mid-Aleph? Kiva de Matazim Nibulopare. And as we added, and what do you have to put into the Gemara now for Tosis? You're going Musa, not just Matazim Nibulopare. And what happened? Matazim Nibulopare, and. And what did the Malva do? Correct. See, Tosis is putting that into the sugi. The words of the Gemara were Matizim below Parah. But something else had to be. And the Malva collected the Shiva. Then, that's when we say, Yigoy Musa, that it was his from before. But the case of the Raisa will be that it was not, it actually was paid. It was not Matizim below Parah, or Matizim below Parah, but he didn't collect it, and then he paid. So the point is that the mashkin never was the point of collection. The shibud was never collected from the place of the shibud. It was collected through regular money. Has Tos express it? Has to kimut the pukatav del yitzchak mar shelo ba yisrael idei gvia shepeda o nachri l'besof. What does he mean peda o nachri? What did the nachri over do? He paid the chov memela. What he get back in return? The maskin. That means he's holding the maskin back. In other words, by paying the chov, the maskin no longer serves as collateral, and he gets his maskin back. So now the question is only going to be something else. But maybe this chametz could be viewed as Yisrael's chametz based on, by virtue of what? By virtue of what? Even though the chov was ultimately paid, but by virtue of what would the chametz possibly be Yisrael's and you'd be over? Which is maybe because of the Kenyan maskin itself. The Kenyan maskin makes it the Yisrael's. And that would be a problem if you hold that there is a Kenyan of Yisrael in a Mashkin of a Nachri, but that's irrespective of whether the Chol gets paid or not. Even if he'll be paid the Mashkin at the end, but Kol's man, the Mashkin was here omed as the collateral for the Chol, and if you hold there's a Kenyan Mashkin, then there's a problem of Chometz of Yisrael. So basically, the solution for Abai is very simple. The Machlokes is about Kenyan Mashkin. What happened to Mafeo Golbe? No, because it wasn't collected. The case is that the Chov was paid and the Mashkin was redeemed. And the only thing left to figure out is, but what about the fact that the Mashkin was by the Malva Yisrael and is a Kenyan Mashkin? And that would make it a Bal Yeroah of the Yisrael, even if the Mashkin was redeemed. That's what Tosis would be saying. Inside again. The first Riva, the Hashta. This is again the race of the Raisa. Shepedo Nachri Lubisov. The Nachri Halove was Pota the Maskin. The Loshay Chashta Plukta Dabai Varava Kra. That had no Shachas Dabai Varava's Mafer Gove because it wasn't collected at the end. Elaba Hakamifagi. The Machokis will be in the following. The Lamanda Amar Over. This is the Tanakhama on the race of the Raisa. Svirulei the Kanilei Yisrael Minachri. That's the Kavachomer that we said. That's the Shita Rav Meir. So he's called the Havalei Bishuf Yisrael. Even though a Maaser of the Mashkin ended up getting surrendered back to the Lover, but there was that Kenyan Mashkin that views the Chametz as Bishuf Hamalve. Umandam Eino Svirulei the Lo Kanilei. Vare Lohay Bishuf. That's the Reish. Everyone clear so far? Ubeseifa, now the case of the Sefer, the Bryce is that the Nachri was the Malva. Divi Hakel Over, everyone agrees that it's the Chametz of the Jew who's the Lover. Because here in the Nachri is the Malka, there's no Kinyan Mashkin. The Lo Kanile Nachri Lo Kuyama. And again, Mafeil Gove is a non-issue because what happened in the case of the Sefer? The Yisrael Halova was potter the Mashkin, so it didn't get collected for the Chol. So Mafeil Gove can't work if there was no Gviya there. But Kinyan Mashkin is a question. So in the Sefer, everyone agrees there's no Kinyan Mashkin. So the Yisrael is, the Chametz is the Yisrael's Chametz. That's as far as the Brice is concerned. Therefore, Abaye can live very comfortably with the Brice. On the other hand, what about the Mishnah? How is Abaye going to chat in the Mishnah? That already Abaye can invoke his principle because the case is a different case in the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah that's always considered the Chametz of the Malveh, again, both in the Reisha and the Nachri, that it's not Mutabana, both in the Sefer, that it'll be Asabana after Pesach, that's based on Mafeil Gova for Abaye. Why? Because that case is a case where the Chametz was and ended up being the basis of the collection based on the Shibud. But so therefore, says Tosus, as far as the Mishnah is concerned, Mil Masnisin, the Tani Nachri Shehova Vechului, Mutabana, the Mitzvah is considered the Gleis Chametz, Mary Shalopado Yisrael. He wasn't Po the Mashkin. In other words, he ended up defaulting and the Mashkin became the payment. The Ipado, because if the Mishnah would be a case like the Bais HaPado, then Afagav the Mukhi Rabbi Samach, but the Amre Me'achshav, see, here you wouldn't be able to say the Me'achshav. Because what would Me'achshav do for you? If the case is that he was poda the mashkin, what does Me'achshav mean? If what will be yours Me'achshav? If what? No, if what?
If you don't pay that.
I don't pay. Yeah, if I'm paying back, then it's not Me'achshav. So Me'achshav wouldn't work in the Mishnah. The answer is Abaye will learn that the Mishnah is talking about where he ended up collecting. He ended up collecting from the Chametz. And therefore, Mafehu Gov, and then you don't need Me'achshav, right? Rava is going to need Me'achshav. The Hirhino, that's another piece of Rava. That we'll have to talk about Me'achshav, Hirhino combination. But Rava, who doesn't hold Mafehu Gov, so both, Rabbi and Rava, both in agreement that the story in the Mishnah, right, would be a case where the Lover defaulted and the Malva collected from the Chametz. Right, but so, okay, and then what? So Abai would say, okay, then I have nothing more to say. The Shibud was on the Chametz, and Mafeil Gove, so it became the Chametz of the Malveh. Rava couldn't say that. He holds the Kanalabo Gove. So what did Rava have to add to the Mishnah? Me'achshav. And as we saw in the Gemara with Rashi, Me'achshav with her, however we explain it. That's the Mishnah. As far as the Braisa is concerned, both Abai and Rava are going to be on the same page in explaining the Braisa. The Braisa has a machokas by Yisrael HaMalveh, it's a Nachri, that's a Loveh, and everyone agrees by the Malveh Nachri that it's Yisrael's Chametz, it's Aser. And that's based on the Shaila about whether Kinyan Mashkin operates by Yisrael HaMalveh on the Chametz of the Nachri. All agree Nachri doesn't have Kinyan Mashkin. My fair Gov is not an issue here, because the case of the Braisa, point Abaye will be that he never collected from the Mashkin at the end. It was redeemed, it was paid, and nevertheless, it's a Kinyan Mashkin discussion. That's Tosfos. Okay, this is one Mahalach, one way to explain Abaye in the Braisa. This is a Kasha that other Rishonim ask as well. So there's another solution that's mentioned in the Rishonim, and that's mentioned, for example, in the Ran. What does the Ran say on this? Who remembers? What? Agav. Take a look. The Ran asks, Chiddush Yaran, El Acha B'Sher Hino Etzlo B'Kamitzki B'Drav Yitzchak V'Yim Tomat Teinach L'Rav Avul Abaye the Amama Feo Gove Amai Ami Rabbanan Bereisha the Eino Over. Why did the Chanan say in the Reisha that it's considered the Lover Nachri Chametz Eino Over? What happened to Mafeo Gove that becomes the Mal? It should become Yisrael's Chametz. Uve Sefer Ami the Bihakol Over. How could it be? It's Yisrael's Chametz. What do you mean? It should be the Malbus Chametz. Nehi the Lo Kani Mashkin. Okay, the Kamaka Bishu Seyu Kimi the Mafeo Gove. Mamish Tosus Kash. So the Ran goes a different way than Tosus. La'olam, according to the Ran, the case could be that the source of the collection could have been the mask, could have been the chametz. Nevertheless, a mefer gover won't work over here. Why not? Because there's another issue to consider. Yeshlomah, this connects to the previous one that we spoke at yesterday. Yeshlomah, the Abayi Mukil Lebraisa, B'delo Aknele Metalt Liagav Nekarkoi. What did the Ran say in the previous Dibur HaMaskil, when the Gemara brought the Mishnah as a Kashan Rava, that the Mishnah says that it's always the Chametz, the Malvis Chametz, to Bishlom Abayi Nicha. The Ran says, why is it Nicha according to Abaye? B'chor Abayi spoke about a case of Karka. But it's a shibud. That's what we know. You can always collect from the karka even if it gets sold. That's the din of shibud. Metaltali, lekala meimer hachi. Where's the fair go with a metaltali? So what did the Ran answer in the previous piece in the Ran? That baya could work out in the Mishnah in a particular case. That aknele metaltali agam mekarkoi. And we know that there's a possibility of a malva collecting from metaltali in a case like that. When the metaltalin was attached, agav karka, to become part of the shibud, so then metaltalin becomes a source of shibud as well. So that would be the case of the Mishnah. The chametz was attached to karka. Nope, so that Ran says, I have a simple answer now for the braisa, for Abaye. Abaye mukhi lo la braisa, but the lo akhti in metaltalin agav karka. V'chai gav, ne lo shechem, ne mafeh hu gobe, udikasiv. So that's the teretz of the Ran. But then the Ran also acknowledges Tosfos Teretz as a valid Teretz as well. Says the Ran further, O Tirtzu B'Tosfos, D'chi Kama Abayu Mafei Hugo V'hani Mili K'Shabah B'Sof L'Idei Gviya Amulach K'Shapidol Eskinon M'Shemach Ilek Almeh Mafei Hugo V'Hilgach Mitukva Abayt Don Shirhino V'Kamibud Av Yitzchak. Now the Ran gives the second Teretz, which is consistent with Tosfos. Something interesting within Rashi. What do we make of Rashi? Could Rashi hold like Tosfos Teretz? Could Rashi hold like Tosfos Teretz? What did Tosfos say? Tosfos said the reverse Teretz was that Abaye will explain the Braisa that the case is that there was no Gviya in the end from this Chametz. Right? And therefore, the only issue to discuss is maybe it's the Malbus Chametz based on Kinyan Mashkin. And after the Shaila, if there's a Kinyan Mashkin Yisrael, but Nachri B'Yisrael, for sure there's no Kinyan Mashkin. Can anyone give me a diuk from Rashi that would suggest that Rashi could not answer like the Riva? Yeah. Which Rashi are you referring to? Rashi just saying, Hirhino, the Kuli Alm, so we know that Rashi didn't say like the Riva. But I want to know a hechrach from Rashi that he couldn't hold like the Riva. So it's not just that he didn't say like the Riva, but that Rashi, there's something else in Rashi that L'chara would indicate that Rashi would fundamentally disagree with a certain premise of what Tosfos is saying. Let me be more specific. What comes out of Tosfos Teretz is something very interesting. That even when there is no ultimate collection from the maskin, because he got redeemed, even when the Malva didn't end up using this as his basis to collect, but since it was by him for the duration of time that was there as a maskin, if there's a Kenyan maskin of a Yitzchak, then that is enough to say that it's considered to be the chametz of the Malva. So therefore, if you hold the Yisro as a king of Maskin and Nachri, there's a Bayira problem. L'chor, there's a diuk in Rashi that suggests that, and I'm not going to explain it right now, but just to notice it, that Kinyan Maskin is only going to be so if the Maskin becomes the collection. Okay, give me a Lashon Rashi. When we read the Rashi yesterday, we were omit on a certain Lashon Rashi, and see if you can pick it. Puck it out of Rashi. Go ahead, Noach. Yeah?
In the Mishnah, maybe?
Not in the Mishnah, here on the Samud.
He says, quoting on the first,
but that's, the Mishnah was going with a Rava. Rashi was explaining the Mishnah with Rava. Rava learns the Mishnah based on Me'achshav, and as we know, Me'achshav had to only be a problem, only a variable, if he ends up defaulting. So we know that anyway, true in the Mishnah. Tosus also acknowledges that. The question I want to know is in the Braisa. In other words, as follows. The Braisa's case, that the Machokas is with Rav Yitzchak. Tosus is telling us the case is that the Chov was paid and that Mashkin was redeemed. There's a Lashon Rashi here that's Chora Mashma, not that way. That the Chov was not paid and the Mashkin was not redeemed. Where do you see that in Rashi? Go ahead. Kohen and Mashkin, Kohen Me'alva. It doesn't show necessarily what happened in the end. But there's something more. I don't see it in those words. But keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Okay, just keep going.
Rabbi, could it be the last few words of that Rashi?
Yeah, where? Bishusei Bishmira So Omed? What? What do you see there? That's just the din of Konim Mashkin. I don't know what do you see in that, what happened in the end. What I want you to see in a Rashi is Rashi conflates or puts together Kinyan Mashkin with Beil Golver versus Mekano Havobo. The Rashi, and we noticed it yesterday when we read the long Rashi. Take a look toward the end of the Rashi, Lokash. Let's take a look. Where is there a Rashi that says something about this? Yeah. Okay, let's take a look. Look in that Rashi. Hilkach, in the middle of that Rashi, Hilkach. Benachri Shehuva L'Yisrael. This is in the Gemara saying Me'achsha, but just listen to the words of Rashi. Nachri Shehuva L'Yisrael Divrei Hakol Afil Lo Paralei Also, Yisrael Yohanes Mimenu, the Koimus of Pesach, Shay Yisrael Hayem, the Kanel Habo Gobe. Right? This is Rashi addressing the Mishnah. Again, remember, hook up in the Gemara. The Gemara is working on the case of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is going to be answered for Rava that the case of the Mishnah is Me'achshav, right? Me'achshav. But Rashi also attaches what condition, as we said? Me'achshav together with what? With Hirhina, right? So now what's the ratio of the Mishnah? Nachri is a Malva. And the Yisrael, Halova, said, if I don't pay, then it's yours Me'achshav. And that's what happened. He didn't pay. But you need Me'achshav. You need Me'achshav. Now Rashi says as follows. Hilkach. No, that Rashi. Ben Nachri Shilvo Yisrael. Well, actually, are we now in the Braisa or the Mishnah? We just remember ourselves here.
The
there's a Braisa. Sorry. Okay, good. Sorry. We go to the Braisa. The Braisa is without Me'achsha, right? That's what I said. Had the Amo, had the Amo. Oh, good. So now we're holding the Braisa. Right. Masnisin, Rashi starts. Masnisin, the Amo, Xerin, no Me'achsha. Now we're in the Braisa. Now what's the shape of the Braisa? Nachri was the Malveh. Yisrael was the lover. Divi hako, what? Over, because it's Yisrael, it's going to become the mouth. There's no Me'achsha. Now listen carefully to the Rashi. Now, know that Rashi. Hilkach. Benachri, Shehuva Yisrael, divi hako. That's the end of the Braisa. Divi hako, afilu lo parale, even though he didn't pay. Aser Yisrael, yihanos mimenu, you can't get benefit. The kol yamos ha-pesach, Shall Yisrael haya? Because all through Pesach it was considered the Jews' chametz. The mekano lehabahu golver. Okay. Aye, what? The im is shum de herhino. Yeah, but it's herhino, right? Says Rashi. But who's the malva here? Nachri mi Yisrael lo kani. That's the say. Okay. Now the second part continues Rashi. What about the Reish of the Raisa? Be Yisrael Shehova. That's the Reish of the Raisa. There, Pligi. Manda Asar. That's the Shita Rav Meir, Man the Asar, this is over. Savar, Kevan Shehir Hino, here it's coming now, coming. Rav Meir in the Reish of the Reis, Kevan Shehir Hino, Balcho Kone Mashkin. Here are the key words. Rashi adds, Balcho Kone Mashkin, the Leka Lemeimar Hacha, Mikano Havagovan. Now, I'm not explaining it, I'm just reading you the words. What did Rashi say? The Kinyan Mashkin is synonymous, even for Rava in this case, with what? With what? With Umafeh. In other words, you can't say Mikana Rava, Bachop Kona Mashkin. The Shari, Kasavai, Som Nachri, Rakat Stagab, Gokani Mashkin. What are those words in Rashi doing here? Vilecha, Lamema, Mikana Rava, Gopa. There are no Sheikhs, quite the Tosis. The issue is not relevant here. The mashkin was not, mashkin was redeemed. The whole idea of Afer Gov, Kanal Gov is if the mashkin wasn't redeemed, right? What's Rashi saying here, that here he know, Al-Chob Kona Mashkin, so he can't say Mikano Halagov. So somehow or other, okay, we're not explaining the Rashi, Rashi is putting into Kenyan Mashkin the principle of Afer Gov, that even Rav agrees. Right? We don't know what this means. We're just noticing we have to get to the Havana. But one thing is clear in Rashi. If you're going to, you say, Vileko Mekan Rabo Gove, obviously, what is happening at the end? You don't say Mekan Rabo Gove. So what happened in the end? Where was the Gvia from? Where was the Gvia from? Money? Was it Poder? Was not Poder the Mask? Rashi says, Rav Meir holds, Kavachomer, we say Bachov Kone Mashkin, Vilekol Mima Kanavu Govet. So what was the Govet? From what? No? From the Mashkin. So, L'chaira, Rashi couldn't say the Riva. Which means it's an interesting Machokas. Namely, that which we say, that there's a Bachov Kone Mashkin, Petosis is even if the lover was paid the Mashkin and paid the Chov, but Bachov Kone Mashkin. And from Rashi, it's Muchach, that the din of Bachov Kone Mashkin is going to be talking about a case where the Mashkin became the basis for production. Except that, were not for Kone Mashkin, you would see Mekano Avul go. And if it's Kone Mashkin, then the Gviya of the Mashkin now is seen as was his Umafeh, even for Rav. Now that we have the Diluk in Rashi, and we understand why Rashi couldn't therefore give the Teres Hatosis, the underlying assumption here, it's a simcha to know that there's a Ramban in Kedushin that Mamre says Mefurish, that the Shita of Achot Kona Mashkin is talking about a case when the Lover defaulted and the Mashkin was collected. So there is such a Shita in Rishon, the Chorva Rashi has to hold that way as well. This Ramban is in Kedushin Dav Ches on the days. Take a look. There's a lot of Gemaras that mention Yitzchak. We have to see from Tosus already. That's going to come up in the next Tosus already. The various Gemaras, Rav Yitzchak has different applications for different sugyas, different halachas. But one of them has to do with the Gemara condition of Chesam Beis is if a person has a mashkin and he wants to give it to a woman for kedushin, for a kesef kedushin. Page 38. The mashkin da acherim, the mikudeshes kid Rav Yitzchak. So the Ramban, a couple lines here. Look what he says. Nashma li misugi de psachim, it should say Lamed Aleph from the days. The mashkin de tofis le hamalve, birshuso. A mashkin that the malve has by him. Imlo paro bismano. Listen to the words of the Ramban. This is going on Kinyan Maskin of Rav Yitzchak, right? The maskin that the Malva has. Imlo paro bismano, but huchlat hamaskin, the bezdin, and the maskin became huchlat, means locked in, and bezdin. The mafreya who gove. The Ramban is explaining the din of maskin. That is, it will be a mafeh hugovin. That the collection is seen as if it was collected from before. And therefore, the izavin malve o higdish. This is a, if a, what is a bayis nafkamina of mafeo governing where it says. If what did he do to the karka? It was magdish or his mocha. So now the Ramban is taking that and applying it here to maskin. The izavin malve o higdish mishas harhana when the tamu was deposited. Shap izavin mishap higdish. That's the malve because the dinner kinyan maskin gives him the shchiyah from before. The ilovin zavin al higdish lav kumu. The kuo midrav yitzchak kid isa hasa. Ubike hai gavna, let's go on, kude amin al hacham the kudeshes. When the Gemara is discussing a person who gives a maskin to a woman for kiddushin, and the case is maskin da acherim, in other words, what happens, he has, from a particular lov of his, a maskin. And that gives him a kinyan maskin in that chesed. Now he goes to a woman with that maskin, and he says, "Harei mekudeshes li with this." Mar says, "If you hold her, Rav Yitzchak mekudeshes, because he had a kinyan maskin that can affect kedushin. He gave the woman the equivalent of kesef kedushin. He gave her something of his own. What's the case according to the Rabban?" Says the Ramban, here's the case. In other words, he gave her the maskin now. But what happened afterwards was that the maskin became huchat for the piro. Let's say he gave this maskin to a woman for kiddushin. But lemaisa, what happened the next week? The lova redeemed the maskin, paid the chol. Would this woman be an eshes ish or not? What's the Ramban telling us here? Just like if, for example, the malve is magdish, according to Abaye, right? The malve is magdish the shibud, the malve is mocha the shibud. But what happened in the end? The lova paid the chov. It's only if it comes with a gvir. Not only that, that's on the malva's end. And what about the lova's end? We discussed this with Xos, if you remember. And what if the lova is magdish or mocher in the interim? But at the end he paid, and so the Gemara says, kul yam lo pligi, that it lost a lova kulam the gear, so that's somehow. But if maisa, the lova paid the chov. So what do we say about that machira and hegdish of the lova at the time? Was it chal, was it not chal, was chal? In other words, everything is contingent on what happens later. The yitzavin lova v'hikdish harayu mekudash and machur. Says the Ramban, so it will be for the sugya by kedushin of the mekadesh the maskin da'acherim. After in the kedushin, yesh lomar she'en in the kudeshes. The after pishes or mixas kinyan me'achsha, whatever that means, he calls it mixas kinyan. And again, here this is therefore the Ramban is going on record here, mamish mefurish, right? This Ramban that this halacha of kinyan maskin of Yitzchak is only in circumstances that are parallel to what we know within Abayas and Mafeirugo. If in Lemaisa the Lova defaults at the end, and this becomes the basis for the collection, so that's where the Kinyan Mashkin becomes relevant, and that's where it should be Mekudeshes. That's why if you did whatever you did with this Mashkin, it would be Chal. And that's where when the Lova did what he did, it wouldn't be Chal. But if all that didn't become what happened, if he was pulled to the mashkin, then nothing doing. It's not, this is mamish at odds with artosis. Everyone here? Clear. Some of what we have to see in the various sugyas, as Rabban alludes to now later, let's just read the next 2-3 lines, because we have Rav Yitzchak mentioned in many different places in Shas. One of them is here, with the Machlokes in the Braisa about Yisrael Minachri, and everyone agrees Nachri Yisrael, whether a king mashkin applied, that's one Gemara. Another Gemara is here in Kedushin by Mashkin Da'achir Mekudeshes. That's the Gemara that the Rabban is going on here. Another Gemara, at least two or three more Gemaras where this is Nugeya. The Nafgamina mid Rav Yitzchak L'inyan Shvius. Let's mention what this is. Malva ala Mashkin. It's not Meshamet. Shvius is not Meshamet. Now we have a drasha. We have to see exactly what this means. It's in terms of specific cases, but what type of masculine was it given? But it says, "Asher yilcha es achicha tashmi jadecha." Asher yilcha es achicha That becomes canceled, so to speak. What you have by, but not shel achicha biyadecha, but not shel achicha biyadecha. Not if this you have already by you. If it's by you already, that's not, doesn't get canceled. This is the din of metalti diasmi. In other words, if someone has a mashkin, can he collect from that chov if the lover dies? So normally, what do we say in metalti? Metalti diasmi, what? Lover stabi. But by a mashkin, kinyan mashkin helps that it doesn't become metalti of the lover's children, but the malva continues to have the ability to collect. So that's another nafkamina from Kinyan Mashkin of Rabbi Yitzchak. That has to do with the mixas kinyan. The Rabban says that's true, apparently, even if in the end the chov was paid. But kedushin kimachirehim. But kedushin kimachira will be gufo shel mashkin hu tzarich l'kadesh. The Ramban is showing you that there is halachas of Kinyan Mashkin the Mixas that would be true no matter whether paid or not. He concedes that. But the case over here of Kiddushin, now, we're suggesting is what Rashi will hold is that the standards of Bal Yiroya is going to be a function of the Guf HaMashkin. That's what we're suggesting. The Ramban himself is differentiating between certain halachas that would be sufficient with the mix of kinyan, even if it was redeemed. But the din of kedushin, for example, or mechira, for example, the magdish, so there it's only going to be yours to be magdish and mekadesh with if it turns out to be yours in afreya based on the fact that it wasn't paid, it wasn't redeemed, the chov wasn't paid, and the mashkin wasn't redeemed. L'chayra, our Rashi would show that the sugya here regarding whether it's considered the chametz of the Jews or the chametz of the non-Jews, whether to be kinyan mashkin. So Rashi says there's no kinyan mashkin, and therefore you can't say mikana lahavagova. L'chayra, you can't say mikana lahavagova, mean to say. Or the case of Yisrael, who holds that there is a kinyan mashkin, right? So you wouldn't say mikanu lava go, but it would be considered the his from the beginning. Chara, that would assume that the case was that the mashkin ends up not being redeemed. Chara, that's mafurish and Rashi, that would be put him at odds with Tosis. But what exactly does it mean that we still haven't figured out? What exactly does it mean? So that's going to come a little bit more from the next Tosis. So we have maybe just a few minutes more. Let's at least get our feet wet, maybe, just with the. With the inyan of the next Tosis. This is very important also, obviously, in terms of the... how many of you already started on the Tosis? Maybe not, right? Not exactly. All right. Let's just read a few words, okay? We'll get into it more tomorrow, but just to read a little bit. Before we have to know as follows. There are two different distinct scenarios of mashkin. One is a mashkin that's given by the lover to the malva b'shas halva. B'shas halva. And the lashonos of hamalva ala mashkin, or hilva, like armat mishnah's lashon, al chemso, would certainly imply that that's the case, that the mashkin was given at the time of halva. The purpose of this mashkin, given b'shas halva, obviously could lead to a potential collection from it. It creates a certain type of leverage for the malva. It's a way of having him, you know, it's like a reminder for him that he has his chov over the lova. But you wouldn't necessarily call it the chov is as good as collected yet, right? Because the chov is the start. But obviously it has something to do with what could happen later on. And it creates, obviously, some kind of leverage over the lova. But that's handed over at the time of the halva. The other type of mashkin is what happens when the date comes, the due date comes, and the lover hasn't paid. And then Sukkim tell us a Parshas, it's a Chumash? No. Yeah, okay. Sukkim tell us, Parshas Kiseitse, this is in Chav Dalid Yud, Kisasha v'reacha mashas m'uma lo sabo el beiso la'avot avoto. You yourself, the malbe, can go into the person's house to take a mashkin. Bachutz tamod, you stay outside. Va'ish asher tanosha bo yotzirach es avot achutz. Rashi learns that has to do with the shliach beisdin. This has to do with taking a mashkin, not b'shas halva, but shelo b'shas halva. V'ish anihu lo fishka ba'avoto. This is the mitzvah b'shabas ha'avot. When sundown, when it becomes sundown, you return the mashkin, the shach of the salmaso, who have his blanket, that's the pasuk that Rav Yitzchak is using. So there's a Gemara, Rav Tzia Pebeis, Tosis is going to quote, that, again, you have to see the whole shach of Italia a little bit, but just the Gemara makes very clear that the case of Rav Yitzchak's mashkin that he learns that Machov Kone Mashkin is Mashkin that is taken, that sees Shelo B'Shas Alva. This is already imminent correction. This is already the Loba has, you know, more or less defaulted. Can he still redeem it? I guess so. And pay, but this is already a form of correction. Meanwhile, the Malva has this responsibility that when it comes time, the person doesn't have another tier of another blanket, whatever, to give him back at night, and then comes in the morning and he gets it back again. But this is like a back and forth. And that's the Hashabbat. But that's the Kinyan Mashkin, a Mashkin of Shelo B'Shas Halva. So the Kasha Tos has here, as well as in Gittin, and in Bamitsia, and Kiddushin, moreover, wherever you see Rav Yitzchak Kemat, in Tosis, this question is going to come up. It's kedai to notice the language that Tosis uses. He gives the same answer, but the language is somewhat different in different places. It's Kedai, you'll see Tosis here, try to take the other Tosis in as well. Tosis has a certain mahalach that's consistent in all those sugyas to try to explain how can the Gemara be invoking Rav Yitzchak to explain the Gemara here and the other Gemaras where the Gemara mentions Rav Yitzchak, if the case that the Gemara is discussing in these different sugyas, and here, for example, is a case of a mashkin b'shas halva. Whereas Rav Yitzchak's mashkin, which is based on the pasuk Chat Yitzdaka, and the Gemara B'Metzia says in the Furish, Eimer the Amr Rav Yitzchak said it by a mashkin Shelo B'Shas Halva. So, what right does Gemara have to say that the pshat in our, again, in our Braisa, that Shaya Machokis by Yisrael B'Nachmi, there's a Kenyan mashkin, Yisrael B'Nachmi Yisrael B'Shur, there's no Kenyan mashkin. But what's the case? The case is Lashon HaBraisa, Nachmi, Yisrael Shehilva L'Nachri Al Chemsa. So what does that mean? The Lashon, again, the deal Kagamaro, he's such a Lashon, his mashma, that the Chametz Hamash was a mashkin that was given B'Shas Halva. And then what goes on to bring Rabbi Yitzchak here. The Rabbi Yitzchak's mashkin is a case of a mashkin Shelo B'Shas Halva. So this is a kasha that many Rishonim are bothered by. The Ramban, because of this, thinks that the Gemara is Lav Dafka in the end. We don't have to hold like that. The Gemara B'Metzia, really, it talks about all Maskonos. Tosis is going to make some kind of a cheshbin that once we know Rav Yitzchak's Kinyan Mashkin, in his case, we already know something already in our case as well. That's already enough, relevant enough for making an Afkamina in our case. That has to be explained. And then there's other Rishon Tosis Bid, exactly what to do with all of this. So this is one Indian. The other Indian that we have to get to after that, the following Tosis, is what is Kinyan Mashkin of Gabi, which halachis Tosis. Rashi says Gabi Onsin. Tosis disagrees. Gabi, what halachis is we say Kona Mashkin? Those are some of the issues still to be uncovered. Okay. Very good. Everyone have a wonderful day. 11:30, Mitzvah Hashem, in the Book Beis Medrash. Tomorrow's shiur will be at 11:15, right? So Tuesday, right? Yeah. Thank you.